I am Shadowfax, a longtime staff member of the game. 20 years ago, in the fall of 1996, I logged onto Alterion for the very first time. My character, Darklord, was originally a storage character for Void, who was known as Evil Avatar in those days. I've got a new microphone, so hopefully it will be easier on the ears, and I won't sound like a record on a phonograph so much. My computer seems to be picking up the sound better. I will no longer have to shout the entire time. 5 years ago, I wrote an article about my observations of Alterion, which is aptly named 15 Years. You can view this article using the address www.alterion.com/articles/15_years_1.html. It is several pages long and fairly lengthy. I'm going to try and not repeat things here I have already written there, but they may intersect from time to time. So much has happened in the past 5 years. My wife and I had our son Zachariah, who is also known by the moniker Babyfax within the game. My brother got married and also had a son. My sister gave birth to another son. Baby boys everywhere. I no longer work full-time at Trinity as a caregiver, only part-time. And I still work for the United States Postal Service as a substitute rural carrier, although, ironically, I have done quite a bit these past couple of years in the city carrier craft. As far as the game goes, obviously a big step was the transition to programming for the game a couple of years ago. I am happy that the player base generally seems pleased with my contributions, especially projects such as job expansions, tailoring, enchantment options, and auto-leveling areas. Tendon appears to be pleased as well. I believe that he will be working soon on a way to allow remote programmers like my brother and I to implement code on our own initiative. We'd like to make some improvements to the D client, as well as adding custom music. I'll leave the coding specifics to the quarterly updates. A huge achievement for me in worldbuilding was the releasing of the Isle of Naginag at the beginning of this year, which represents several years of labor started well before I wrote my 15 years article. I see it as sort of a capstone for the Naginag Combine group of areas and Combine lore in general, and the island capital is a shining example of what well-built areas ought to look like. With the Naginag Combine pretty much finished, the way is clear for Drakadai to complete the group of areas in the northeast mainland, which will be the Dunhur. I have also had the pleasure of building several areas in conjunction with my wife, whose builder name is Kagome. Areas like the Chaos Dragon Lair, the Malahaki Falalua, the Isle of Maui, and the Fire Swamps provide excellent gameplay opportunities for high-level players. Kagome has also built a few fantastic areas all on her own. She and I recently released the Naginag North District. I think we gods have managed to find our groove with respect to events. Morpheus is unquestionably the king of Halloween, and his Havoc events have all been superb. My brother and I dinked around with a couple of Christmas events, but I just couldn't keep up due to my work schedule. We did have some fun death marches, yet for the same reason I pretty much had to pass the torch of Thanksgiving events to Gondor. And of course, Denton handles the anniversary events, except for this year, for reasons. In lieu of a year-end event, I instead staked out the middle of summer for my summer solstice celebrations. We had the fourth one this summer, and I think it went great. The best thing about events is that we get to twist and bend the game into something a little different than usual, and I learn something new about the game every time. I have focused a lot on expanding our social media presence over the past 5 years. I think that we've made great strides. We now have a significant presence in all of the major platforms, like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and many of the less common ones as well, allowing players to receive news and updates about the game via their preferred method. I found some good automation services, which allows us to update all of our social media sites simultaneously, and that has made managing our social media a lot easier. I hope to work some more on our XML resources in order to develop apps for Facebook. 15 years ago, Void and I discussed the possibility of adding a new class to the game. Two new classes have been added to the game in recent years. The first was the Necromancer class. I was skeptical of the new class at first because I thought that it would end up being a mage knockoff or an evil cleric class, but when Denton introduced the concept of minions and made that the mainstay of the class, my fears were relieved. I like how minions have changed the dynamics of and introduced new methods of gameplay, but it has been a struggle to properly balance them over the years. What I don't like about minions is how the druid class has become all about them too. I'm not sure druid had as clear a goal in mind when it was designed. There was a lot of back and forth between Denton, Drak, and I, much of which is still on the forum. The crafting aspect is pretty cool, I'll admit. We'll keep working on it, and I'm sure the class will continue to break out with its own distinct identity and find its footing. I'll be releasing this year's fall update soon. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/alteraeonproductions, all one word, and listen to our quarterly updates, where we review recent changes, discuss gameplay strategies, and reveal plans for the future. I want to give a big shout out and thanks to all of my family, my friends, and my followers who have supported me and given me great feedback about the game over the years. And I know my personality can come off as being rather standoffish, but I really do love you guys, and I hope to keep seeing you.
Here's to 20 more years of Alter Aeon. Happy money, everybody.